Like it's 1995, take me to January. Wanna be renewed, wanna break the few. Take me to January. You know the only one I want.
Millie Turner, January, hier auf Radio Gong. Sie war vorhin da, wir haben schön gesprochen, sie hat auch live gespielt, das hören wir auch noch im Lauf dieser Show. Und sie singt Take Me to January like it's 1995. 1995 Januar, hat eine besondere Bedeutung, wollte ich auch noch mal wissen.
Warum 1995? Singt sie in dem Song Januar 95? Was war da? What was
it's
going
a mixture
on?
Of A, it rhymes, and B...
Es reimt sich einfach, deswegen.
I mean... For me, it's kind of an era of nostalgia. You're like, it's. I was born 2000, so I think
that's
we live
more
in
than nostalgia. Yeah. That's the olden days.
Exactly. For me, I'm just like that
white.
Is even like not even.
We
like,
did not have TV back then. Do you know that?
Mobile phones weren't even a thing.
I walked to school uphill
you
both
walked?
Ways.
You walked.
Yeah.
What is
and
walking?
It was always winter.
What? You just saw him black and white everywhere, yeah.
Also sie ist 2000 geboren, darf man nicht vergessen. Also es ist schon sehr nostalgisch, 95. Aber hat dieses Jahr irgendeine besondere Bedeutung? So the year isn't really a special meaning.
I mean, I think it's more of what it represents for, I think especially my age group, and we kind of have this thing of like, oh, the 90s is where it happened, you know? And it's this, the idea is you yearn for something that you don't understand or you don't really... feel like you is like attainable for you, and that's kind of what it represents, but also it rhymes.
Also erstens reimt es sich und zweitens ist es was, was sie natürlich nicht erlebt hat und daher ist es nicht greifbar für sie, und das bedeutet das so ein bisschen so nach dem Motto 95 Januar, die 90er waren so cool und alles war toll in den 90ern und deswegen singt sie einfach auch darüber. So January is out as a single, it's going very well, you're touring through Germany, how's that been?
It's been great. This is our second day, and I'm loving it.
That's a short time, so
I know.
We're the second people you visited.
I know.
Wow, I hope we leave a good impression.
No, it's been insane. Like, we've just been going from, we're in Munich earlier, and we're going all the way around Hamburg, and then to Berlin, and then blah, blah, blah. It's going to be amazing. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Yeah, and it's nice, because I've only ever been to Berlin, and it's nice to just get a feel of Germany itself for other parts of it as well. And yeah, it's been lovely.
Ja, also es war sehr schön in Deutschland. Sie werden überall da sein, zweiter Tag erst. Hoffentlich hinterlassen wir einen guten Eindruck auf jeden Fall und es geht dann überall hin. Und ansonsten, die Fans, wie sind Sie denn unterwegs? How are your fans going? There are a lot of fans in Germany. Do you notice that there's fans
yes,
here?
Yes, well, I'm wanting to like meet up with people. So I've been asking if anyone's around in different cities, they're going to come over and hang out. We're going to grab a coffee or something. So yeah, I'm doing that after this actually. I'm going to go out and meet some people, which will be really lovely.
Also, sie geht jetzt dann raus und wird ein paar Leute auch treffen hier. Sie versucht das auch in Deutschland zu tun, auch mal die Fans kennenzulernen. Aber natürlich Social Media ist man fantechnisch sowieso immer sehr nah dran. Social Media, of course, brings you closer to your fans anyway. So
yeah,
you probably use
really
that a lot.
Yeah, it's really true. And it's really lovely actually. Like getting like personal messages from people is... And like also like insights, and I love it when people really make an effort into like the insights of what they think the songs are about. And like for me, that's crazy. I love it because all of them are very different, which is really surprising. But some people it might mean completely different things for them, and for them to share it is always a special thing.
Also, sie findet einfach, dass Social Media cool ist, weil die Leute auch schreiben, was sie eigentlich von ihren Songs halten oder was sie denken, was die Songs bedeuten. Und da gibt es so viele verschiedene Meinungen. Das findet sie sehr, sehr toll. Millie Turner war live hier, hat auch live gespielt. Werden wir nachher hören. Gleich gibt es mehr mit ihr. Versprochen. Jetzt erstmal Maroon 5 und Cardi B bei der Late Night Show auf Radio Gong mit Girls Like You.